The penalty rate debate is back again. New polling says there would be an electoral backlash in marginal seats if the government cut Sunday penalty rates. Now, the polling from ReachTel in five Liberal and National Party marginal seats says cutting the double-time Sunday rate is unpopular with the majority of the electorate. So one of the ideas being floated is that we just make Sunday rates the same as Saturday rates. So instead of getting double time on a Sunday, you get time and a half like people do on a Saturday. But you'd get that time and a half whether you work on a Saturday or a Sunday. Still pretty good, time and a half. But nearly half of those polled, 48%, in these five Liberal and National Party marginals, say they'd vote for a party who promised to restore Sunday rates if the rates were cut. So this is going to be a big problem for Malcolm Turnbull, if in fact he's even serious about doing something about penalty rates. The polling was commissioned by the Hospitality Industry Union. We need to make that clear. United Voice. So they've got an interest in this issue. They've got a dog in the race. It's the union movement that commissioned the polling. The Fair Work Commission is expected to make a decision about weekend penalty rates soon, although I think I've been reporting that for about 12 or 18 months. And look, we can keep things the way they are and not upset any of the weekend workers, but to do so would be to pretend that we're still living in the 1960s or the 1970s, when people worked Monday to Friday and working on Sunday was not the done thing. And back in the day, sure, if you're one of the few people who worked on a Sunday, you'd get double time. But now, in a 24/7 economy, more and more of us are working on weekends and have days off during the week. Would it be such a big deal to change penalty rates for Sunday and bring them in line with Saturday rates? Time and a half instead of double time. Is that asking too much? If you want businesses to employ more people, you need to take the weight of Sunday rates off their neck, because the burden of paying staff double on a Sunday is dragging these businesses underwater. And as a result, many businesses just choose not to open on a Sunday. Of course, if Sunday rates are dropped, this would send opposition leader Bill Shorten on another massive scare campaign, and Labor would be saying, oh, here we go, this is work choices all over again. But if you're someone whinging about the government touching penalty rates, please don't also whinge about the lack of jobs out there, because the two are linked. Pay workers on a Sunday what you would pay them on a Saturday. Is that such a big deal?